May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love. Howdy, howdy. This is the Cosmic Cowboy with Cosmic Love for Saturday, March 11th, 2023, from the snowy climes of Montana. And today I'll be discussing my newsletter compendium published on the full moon about a week ago. And I'm revisiting that content now because I've added several videos, articles, and cartoons, and the subject is very timely, inaugurating the Aquarian Quantum Age. Now, if you'd like to receive my weekly newsletters when I send out information about these compendiums, you can subscribe for free when you email me at cosmiclove@mcn.net. That's cosmiclove, one word, at mcn.net. You can always go to the HeartCom Network and see my previous newsletter compendiums, the videos and articles for this year's series on mainstream awakening. So, excuse me, the mainstream awakening process is the 2023 Thought Form Meme of the Year, which is a process of predictive modeling as the Great Awakening goes mainstream. And just as the gene is a self-propagating unit of genetics, so is a meme a self-propagating unit of cultural evolution. So, again, I'm kind of framing each of these compendiums a different dimension of this meme of the year, a process of predictive modeling, because this Great Awakening is going mainstream. But before I go any further, I'm going to give a cosmic weather report. And this may sound kind of bizarre for new listeners, but for those who are new to quantum field astrology psychology, it's good to understand the order of the universe whereby the quantum source field around the Earth and between our ears is connected to very subtle energies of our solar system with different configurations of planets that step down the deep space energy of the 12 constellations, like transformers in the source field that triggers different individuals differently based on their unique astrology psychology, you know, their natal chart. So this is the same principle of bioenergetics with homeopathy. And, you know, homeopathy demonstrated quantum healing with subtle frequencies 100 years before quantum science even became a thing. And if you go back 1,000 years ago to ancient China, when they were having a golden age, while Europe was having a dark age, the common medical practice in China back then and to this day is acupuncture for redirecting the subtle energy currents in the body to optimize healing. Now, think about that. The quantum field energy meridians in the body and the quantum order of the universe has been known and taught for millennia in the East, but suppressed in the West with the takeover of natural healing by pharmaceutical protocols with drugs for whatever ails you. The fruit of that system of pharmaceutical medicine can now be seen in vaccines that cause more harm than good, but I digress. So it was the ancient Chinese who taught how the kingdom of heaven is truly within you through cosmic gestation from the time of conception, when a single fertilized egg creates the body, you know, one's physical body in the mother's womb, which is this womb is a bioenergy cosmic womb whereby the 12 lower vertebrae in the mother's back steps down the deep space energy of the 12 constellations into this cosmic womb, whereby the body cells rapidly replicate with creative tension, setting the matrix of quantum astrology and psychology that is activated with the first fire breath at birth. That's when they document your birth chart, your natal birth chart. So as far as global astrology psychology is right now as I speak, the moon is in Scorpio, and the focus of energy with several planets is with that moon in Scorpio, which is sometimes related to God vision. And there's other attributes of Scorpio energies that are enhanced with this pattern in the heavens right now as I speak, with Mars being sextile Jupiter in Aries. And Mars is in Gemini. Jupiter is in Aries. That's a fire sign. So you have fire and air, and you've got the intense energy of Mars and the intense energy of Jupiter, expansive Jupiter in Aries, which is also conjunct Chiron, which blends their energy. And Chiron is considered quite a story, but I've read two books on this. Chiron, the understanding of it as a planet about two-thirds of the way out in our solar system that was discovered, I think it was 76. But anyway, the attributes of that energy is sometimes referred to as the wounded healer, and that can be the healing from the wounds of the collective psyche, which you might say is the dregs of Pisces that are coming up for transmutation during Aquarius, for healing, for wholeness and healing. And Jupiter is exactly conjunct Chiron right now in Aries, which is a lot of fire, and sextile Mars, which is a lot of fire. And they're both focusing their energies through mutual inconjuncts with Jupiter. And that creates what's called a finger of God or a yod. And the reflex energy of that focus of the moon in Scorpio is Neptune in Taurus. Quite a story about all that pattern, that, you know, that geometry, and how it coalesces energy in the etheric field, the quantum field of the Earth in our consciousness. Very subtle energies, but it triggers different people's astrology in different ways. It's, you know, different from the natal chart, has different transits because the heavens continue to move and they continue to trigger different patterns and different, you know, placement of planets in your natal birth chart. I've been doing astrology workshops, seminars, dozens of them for decades. 40 years ago, I was doing wedding astrology. When I did, as a wedding photographer, I'd do couples astrology, individual and their collective, you know, relationship astrology as a function of their portraits, not just from the photography, but also from their cosmic portraits of who they are and their identity. And it's a second language for me, this bioenergetic, geometrically ordered divinity, geometry of divinity, and one's astrology and psychology. You know, the law of the angles as it frames the language of the angels, how the harmonics of, you know, the harmony of the spheres coalesces within a person's consciousness, in between their ears, you know, how we're in the universe and the universe is within us, and how that works, that dynamic, that synchronicity. I mean, it changes every day. I'm referring to the astrology psychology going on right now, and I'm not going to dwell on it anymore, but I think it's important to give background on this because it really is going to be an Aquarian science that's going to be increasingly understood as the quantum science, you know, with quantum field, quantum energies, as it relates to quantum think, quantum consciousness, you know, the unity field, the unified field. Unity and diversity, individually and collectively, how we are all connected in the field. So there's one other pattern going on right now. It's rather interesting, and again, relates to Mars in Gemini, that is trine Saturn in the first degree of Pisces. Now, the Sun is in Pisces right now, Mercury is in Pisces, and Neptune is in Pisces. Pisces is the deepest of all, you might say, mystical of all the signs. And there, so you've got a deep mystical energy that I hope to bring into the show today as far as more of a profound understanding of the field, the unified field, the cosmic field, the energy field, you know, the ocean of vibrational actuality that we subjugate as reality, and how it coalesces as a function of geometrically ordered divinity, like I'm referring to right now, the Mars trine to Saturn, and both Mars and Saturn are sextile Venus in Aries, which is, might say, very, you know, very cardinal fire energized version of Venus which is, again, beauty and harmony and order in the universe. And it's given energy by the Mars in Gemini, and it's given congruence with the Saturn in Pisces, which is a more of a an incongruent sign. In other words, it's a non-linear sign. Pisces is, when I say mystical, it's not linear, logical, letter of the law. It's just the opposite of that. It is like the unified field consciousness, which is very deep and connects everything. And again, Saturn is there, making the energy congruent. That includes the Mercury and the Sun and Neptune and Pisces also. So it brings a congruence to that sign of Pisces in relationship to Venus, which is, again, sextile both Mars and Jupiter. So, I mean, Saturn. So it's, I reference all this, again, to kind of make a keynote here of, in the beginning, God geometrized, which is ancient Hermetic wisdom, and in the end, we become what we geometrize, the frames of reference to which we might say filter reality. And the more universal the archetypes of these frames of reference, universal law, language, the geometrically ordered divinity, the law of the one, two and one, three and one, four and one, five and one, the more we have five-dimensional thinking in terms of the relationships of relevance and ultimate reverence, the holy whole, how it's all connected. Again, this principle of connection, how everything is connected. This is our Aquarian destiny in the unified field, the United States, United Sovereigns of Earth, how all of us are in this all connected unified field. So enough of all that astrology, psychology. I mean, so much for the cosmic far side. Again, this will all be common sense in the quantum age. Remember that this podcast playback, this will go, I'm speaking live right now here on the March 11th, but it'll go into a podcast here in a few days, and this podcast can be played back and paused to watch the videos and read the articles that I'll be going into now. And you can reference that with the podcast in the show notes. So, without further ado, I'm going to take it from the top with this inaugurating of the Aquarian quantum age. So again, this was initiated back, first published back on March 7th, the full moon in Virgo. And again, whenever there's a full moon, you're talking about a peaking of these energies. I'm referring to, you know, today, a focus on these energies that are, you might say, universal. But these are cosmic coordinates for how we conceive, believe, and achieve, you know, what is real. It's different for each individual. And what I've been doing each week, you know, with these newsletters is basically curating events of the week that you'll never see in lamestream media, mostly alternative media sources I've come to trust over 15 years of doing this cosmic love show. And so I'm going to go through, you know, this is, again, kind of a, some people would call it a mad magazine for mature adults. Otherwise, we'd consider what I'm going through, you know, these combinations of newsletters, I mean, in this newsletter, a combination of cartoons and videos and infographics and specifically videos, some of them shorter, some of them longer. And it's basically, we're talking about a kind of a smorgasbord that you can choose from, you know, to get insight on what's going on in the world. You know, kind of a Rorschach ink blot, you can project into this compendium of different information in different ways. You can project into, you know, what interests you most as you scan through the different articles and videos, you know, in the content, which, again, will be linked in the show notes, or you can go to heartcom.org and then go to the HeartCom Network, or you can just search HeartCom Network. And the archive page, this Aquarian inauguration is there now. you could pull this up in a different window and follow along with the narrative that I'm going to be going through of videos and articles. Or you can just, if you're just listening, you can get some insight into some amazing things that are going on in the world right now. And the synchronicity, you know, on Earth as in cosmos, how basically, you know, heaven is reflected into the holodeck, you know, between our ears and the world at large. It's like I call it the holodeck, the holographic field, you know, again, the order of the universe. It reflects into our individual and collective consciousness in different ways. One way I basically keep my finger on the pulse of the collective consciousness is, again, monitoring different news feeds, the videos and articles that I get in different news feeds, and I look for a repeating pattern, common pattern of common sense of what's going on during the week that we're not seeing in the lamestream media. So this is like a way of getting insight. Insight and outlook for understanding the overview, I call it, you know, basically what's going on. So I mentioned, you know, right at the top of this compendium that you can skip to the bottom. And I often say this for people that don't want to go through a lot of heavy stuff that's going on in the world. I'll say at the top, skip to the bottom for an inspired message from one of the ascended masters or from, you know, an inspirational speaker. And in this case, it's Saint Germain on advanced alchemy. You can skip to the bottom for an inspired message for, and this was a video, I think it's a 45-minute video on advanced alchemy that was given by David Christopher Lewis at the Los Angeles Conscious Life Expo here about a month ago. So as I go through this compendium today, which is a lot of stuff, you know, I may not have time even to get to that. So I thought I'd mention that up front. And that's why I mentioned at the top of this compendium, because some people just do not don't have the time, energy, or intent to see more than maybe the cartoons or watch a couple short videos, or maybe they want to, browse till they find something they're interested in. But in any regard, this is the way I do these compendiums, as a kind of a, when I say a Rorschach inkblot test, it's like there, you know, that you can project into the contents in any way you want to. When I say project, you can reflect on the contents any way you want to. Of course, you know, it's your choice. It's your world, you know, your worldview, your window into what's real. And there's a lot of intriguing stuff that's going on in the world that some people have the patience to, you know, consider. A lot of people just really don't want to go there. You know, it's like if they can't change the world other than the world that they have and they know and the world that they live in as far as the things that they're doing and the things they have planned, if they don't have time for anything else, they just don't go here. But there's a lot of people who want to know what's going on. And as I said, and as I say at the top of this compendium, one of the astute astrologers on this list commented on this March 1st newsletter, Jupiter Kisses Venus. This was my previous compendium before this last one. And it was called Jupiter Kisses Venus, to say that the extraordinary event in the sign of Aries had an auspicious cosmic love portents that were much like an inauguration, an informal initiation of the Aquarian age of quantum light and cosmic love. You know, we've all heard of, you know, Aquarian age of light and love. Well, quantum light and cosmic love, you know, higher understanding of light and love, the greater the results. So this is the intention of this compendium, with the, as I said, back at the time of this full moon in Virgo here on March 7th, that it's a good time to go into some details of the big picture. This is Virgo. That was the full moon in Virgo. Again, the full moon's in Scorpio now, so it's more of the vision of the big picture. It's more the details of the vision of the big picture can be more congruent now. And some people are more interested in, you know, not just heart coherence, but mind congruence. You know, of course, you can't be mind congruent unless you're heart coherent. That's pretty well understood by, you know, most, by practical spirituality, you might say. You know, there's no smart without heart, you might say. But anyway, this is a good time to look at, to get the vision of global conscious evolution, evolution, revolution, revelation. You know, the Great Awakening as an Aquarian upwising process, systemic paradigm shift, quantum shift, as includes the quantum financial system, QFS. Now, I'm going to be going into this, you know, with a video called QFS Breaking News that you'll never see in lamestream media for obvious reasons, because we're talking about a whole new economic system that is being prepared behind the scenes. There's a lot of alchemy involved here. It's not going to be released until people are, so to speak, ready, and a lot of people are getting ready with revelations like in this compendium, so they won't go into shock when the existing system further disintegrates and before the quantum financial system is unveiled to integrate a whole new way of dealing with social, political, and economic reality. And this is a huge thing on the cusp of Aquarius for the initiation and the inauguration of Aquarius, which is why I'm revisiting this meme, because it's so important right now. So again, on your own, you can watch the video, a QFS breaking news that you'll never see in lamestream media for obvious reasons. Believe it or not, believe it. There's a lot of believe it or not stuff in this compendium. But folks, we're in extraordinary times of very rapid transformation of all our social, political, and economic institutions. As Forrest Gump would say, you know, shift happens. So enjoy your custom, and I say shift, S-H-I-F-T happens, excuse my English. So enjoy your customized multimedia show. I'm going to go into it now, beginning with a quote by Greg Braden, where he says, quote, "We live in a world where everything is connected. We can no longer think in terms of us and them when it comes to the consequences of the way we live. Today, it's all about we. Not us, them. It's about we." So that's a quote by Greg Braden. And I follow up that quote with this concept of to love with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength, and you're all connected, netizen, neighbor, as thyself. So Greg Braden's referring to, you know, we're all connected. It's no longer about individual. It's about individualism as much as it is about we as a collective, unity, community, locally and globally. The instant everywhere, all connected internet has created a global village for the family of mankind. You know, we are one in principle. So now, you know, in practice, how do we connect? How do we involve and evolve our individual and collective consciousness with the first principles of heart coherence and mind congruence? To love with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength, and you're all connected, netizen, neighbor, as thyself. So global netizens are networking on the internet as never before. And connection is our divine destiny in the Aquarian quantum age. So I segue into the rest of this newsletter now, and I begin with three newsletter highlights, kind of getting the big picture before I go into details. And the first highlight is Understanding Paradigm Shift by Joel Barker. Now, Joel Barker, quite a story about this guy. That concept of understanding paradigm shift is actually, there's a short article link there, and you can then watch the two-minute video, which I also provide on this page, that you can click on that link and watch the two-minute video. Plus, there's a 43-minute video, again by Joel Barker, for business leaders. Note that in 1976, No, I'm sorry. It was in 1986 that Joel released his first videotape called Discovering the Future, The Business of Paradigms. By 1988, it was the best-selling business video in history. In 2001, he updated this film to include contemporary examples and a shortened version. It has been translated into 16 languages and continues to influence people all over the world. So, what a paradigm is, what the paradigm shift is, and how important this understanding is on the cusp of Aquarius and a shift to a wholly new paradigm, it's good to get a little bit of update background on this before going into the next newsletter highlight, which is the Aquarian Book of Cosmic Love. Now, I've been working on this Aquarian Book of Cosmic Love, believe it or not, for more than 50 years, from back January 1971 when I had Cosmic Consciousness, went out, hitchhiked out like a pilgrimage to the Mystery School, Rosicrucian University in California, and had an incredible experience, which I document in the book on that I link on this Aquarian Book of Cosmic Love. It's one of the first links I have called On the Path of God and Country, which you can read if you click on that link, Aquarian Book of Cosmic Love. So we're talking about love codes, cosmic love codes, geometrically ordered divinity, the first principles of cosmic law for internet navigation, you know, from cyberspace to inner space, the internet, from internet to internet. And I'm referring to sacred geometry archetypes, framing Aquarian light language, language of light of consciousness as consciousness, and cosmic law first principles for effective sensory perception as an ESP. And again, first principles are linked, so you can go to those love codes and see what I'm referring to. And we've got this Book of Cosmic Love goes into defining the creative ascent process, you know, the capstone, CAP, creative ascent process for 5D identity. You know, like I am, I can, I will, by God's grace, done deal, fantastic, and getting better. 5D identity, what that looks like, how that works. And M5 as far as Aquarian, media, medical, market, and management megatrends. And this is referring to, and these concepts are hot linked, again, on the source page that you can, that will be linked in the the show notes, or you can go, like I say, if you can pull it up in another window, you can go to HeartCom Network, and this article, according to an inauguration, is archived there, and you will see that this M5 media medical market management megatrends is referring to hot link concepts, you know, for telecom, telecare, telecommerce, and teleconscience for telecommunity. In each case, emphasizing the TLC with a little pink. Again, for heart coherence at the heart of mind congruence. Can't be heart mind congruent unless you are heart coherent, or otherwise there is collateral damage for having a smart without heart. Anyway. The third newsletter highlight I wanted to refer to before I go into the context of the, you know, the content, is the March-April issue of Natural Life News, and I provide a link for that. The article is called 5 Quantum Megatrends, which I just referred to, Shaping Great Awakening Global Revelations, the spiritual, mental, physical, and social and financial megatrends for a reformation revolution, conscious evolution revolution, revolution, revelations for reformation. And the subtext here is understanding terms of service, Aquarian ascension terminology for a local and global process of coming into unity, community, unity and diversity. You know, again, the unified field concept principles, which are defining Aquarius with community building processes for coming into unity. So I begin this compendium with a reality report referred to as Revelations, quote unquote, hijacked. So I begin by saying I hope that regular readers of my newsletter understand what I've been revealing in these previous newsletters, that Great Awakening revelations that are ordained for this time on the cusp of Aquarius, these revelations have been hijacked, you know, co-opted by the corporatocracy, you know, the deep state, UN, World Economic Forum, power elite, potentates who are ethical infants, as in, you know, psychopaths, Luciferians, Satanists, etc. So this short video, which is following, that you can watch, this short video by David Wilcock explains the method to their madness, power without ethical principle, with their four horsemen agenda, or some would say the four horsemen meme of war, you know, Ukraine war, plague, as in COVID, famine, as in food scarcity, and death, you know, as in math, extinction, as if this was some kind of perverse fulfillment of Revelation scripture. Now, this is their way, you know, the power elites, you know, the effete elites' way of convincing the public to give up their free will consent due to subconscious belief systems, BS, that the end times nefarious evil is somehow ordained by the Bible. Now, as explained by David Wilcock in the first 2 minutes of this video, the surrender of our free will consent to abject evil is what lets the evildoers off the karmic hook for their human sacrifice rituals on a mass scale, which we're seeing with the Ukraine war, you know, plague, COVID, famine, food scarcity, and mass extinction, you know, death. So this is human created. It's not divinely ordained. So David Wilcock explains this in the first 2 minutes of this video, I think it was 14 minutes long, on the fall of the cabal exposed. And this is from February 15th. It was published. And again, he explains this understanding of the deep state, dark side is going down. They're being exposed. And light brings up all unlike itself. It's like the transmutation process of, as the light increases, as the light gets brighter, the shadows get sharper. And so fortunately, the good news is that the white hats of the Alliance, and the video goes into the Alliance, and much of the content today goes into the Alliance, the white hats, they have other plans with the QFS, Quantum Financial System, and a global gold standard that Putin, China, India, and other BRICS nations are honoring, while the U.S. is dishonored as might without right, blowing up the Nord Stream pipeline and pushing toxic vaccines on the whole world. Now, both have blown up in their face, so they try to save face, but that ship has sailed. Let's face it, a massive power shift is in process, and we're seeing just the tip of the iceberg, you know, in the lamestream media, which is about to flip from centralized top-down tyranny to decentralized bottom-up co-creation, ready or not. I mean, the U.S. and the EU, European Union, will likely be the last to join the gold standard alliance, which I'm going to go into here in a minute from an article from a friend of mine. But the U.S. and EU will likely be the last to join the alliance, you know, based on the gold standard and commodities. You know, real assets, because the U.S. and the EU are the stronghold of the Rockefeller and Rothschild banksters and their BlackRock Vanguard minions. Remember, this is all a giant reality show. A whole planetary civilization is on the verge of united solidarity. U.S., united solidarity, unity and diversity for upgrade of the global U.S. standard, from United States of America to United Sovereigns of Earth. Now, this process of uniting the family of mankind in our all-connected global village may be much different from what you imagined, yet better than you could have ever hoped for. So enjoy the big show and get out the popcorn bowl, which can always double as a puke bucket if you can't stomach full disclosure. Now, in the content here, I have a graphic it's a graphic of a Tupperware vintage Tupperware foot bath that's for sale, that this Tupperware foot bath is also a meat defroster, a puke bucket, potato for potato salad, or it's a popcorn bowl. So I thought, you know, so the popcorn bowl, puke bucket, you know, keep it handy just in case, you know, you can't stomach, full disclosure. So I follow this up with a quote from John F. Kennedy, and some people have contested the source of this. I stand by it, but the quote is, "One day," this is John F. Kennedy quote, "one day after I am long gone, you will remember me and say, we should have stopped the nuclear program of Israel, abolished the Federal Reserve, and kicked all secret societies, occultists, usurpers, and Zionists out of our wonderful country to keep it that way. But it is never too late. Just remember that." It's never too late. Just remember that. John F. Kennedy. So I give that keynote because this is the time when we need to kick out, you know, the usurpers and Zionists out of our wonderful country. And so from that quote, I go to kind of a segue to with a big picture, you know, future memory. I call it future memory because, you know, the future is what we make it. And if you, you know, part of predictive modeling of the future is to see the future in proper context now. So this is a quote from an article on Operation Disclosure, and it goes like this, quote, "When the dust settles, when this war is finally won, we'll look back on these days and be unable to find adequate words of praise, of thanks, of blessing for those who gave it everything to free planet Earth and her kingdoms, humanity, and this solar system. We are here for the most divine prison break in creation. All eyes are on Earth. Every God-created soul in the heavens wants to watch the devil and his depraved army bite the dust forevermore. The 60-year plan to save the world is coming in hot. We are witnessing the total demolition of the deep state demon cabal matrix, and it is thrilling. Go, White Hat Global Alliance. Go, Divine Special Forces, and thank you." I like affirmations like that. A little over the top, I'm sure, for some listeners, but there's got to be something to this whole process right now. Excuse me while I get a drink. My voice gets quite an exercise here. Okay, global revolution is messy. Global evolution, revolution, revelations is messy, but it sure beats the lockstep tyranny alternative. So this is a video on the QFS, quantum financial system, breaking news. Note Q in this graphic. A Q is for quantum. And this video is a messy mix of many snippets on the emerging quantum financial system, the QFS. And most parts are true, but some sound rather crazy. Again, there's been a lot of videos on the quantum financial system. Some are better than others. Discernment is always required. This video is like a flash lab of many windows into the disintegration and chaos of the old order while a wholly new quantum system is integrating. In fact, it's already in place and ready. The banks in America and worldwide, from what I understand and from shares in this video and from other sources, that these banks have been preparing with QFS training for the last 6 months. Believe it or not. Now, you know, keep your mind open, because I believe we're about to see this whole QFS thing come out into the open before too long. As UN World Economic Forum globalists continually to push their agenda, that agenda is exposed. Thus, the public loses trust in these individuals. Global economics are transforming and waking people up. As people wake up, their better discernment will not believe wolves in sheep's clothing. And there's a hilarious cartoon of a sheepdog staring down a wolf that's got a sheepskin up over the top of us, with just his eyes and mouth sticking out, and part of him sticking out, and the wolf in sheep's clothing is just saying "bigot" to the sheepdog. And there's a quote here that by Thomas Jefferson that's really, I thought, fit really well, where he says that, quote, "We have the greatest opportunity the world has ever seen. As long as we remain honest, which will be as long as we can keep the attention of our people alive, if they once become inattentive to public affairs, you and I and Congress and assemblies, judges and governors would all become wolves." That's Thomas Jefferson. And I referenced that I had a friend who had an article on QFS that I thought I'd go into because it's extremely congruent in many regards. And this is an article by Tansen Fairmont, who has a website that if you Google or look up Tansen Fairmont, T-A-A-N-S-E-N, Fairmont, you can find his website. And he says that the foundations of the old global debt-based monetary systems are dissolving, and in their place, a new system, which is a collection of new systems, are rising into place. And they are asset-based, not just gold-based or commodities and asset-based. They are manifesting from a variety of more highly evolved legal, political, and economic templates to unleash quite a powerful wave of acceleration into the coming of this golden age, which is washing across the planet. We are beginning to hear news from certain people that the QFS must be in place because they are being sent international bank wires, and the wires arrived at their destination instantly, whereas they used to take several days. So they've at least got part of this QFS operational now. The rest of it's supposedly coming online. And what is for certain is that their way is being cleared to roll out the benefits of the new system to harmless people worldwide. And all the obstacles are progressively being removed. The old world order is trying to implement their CBDC, central bank digital currency system, with the aim being to create a cashless society and have the money supply centrally controlled. Not surprisingly, this idea isn't favored by most of the population. The masses have been waking up too quickly to continue to support any kind of concentration of control in the hands of a few tyrants. That's from the fading dark ages. This means it won't succeed. The architects of the new benevolent system giving people freedom, timing its rollout carefully. There's got to be a critical mass of people that are awakened to the systemic problems, social, politically, and economically, that so they won't go into shock when the new system is rolled out. And that's why I do these compendiums, to prepare people, prepare their consciousness for the transformation is in process. We're seeing the symptoms of the sick system and making a joke out of it somewhat. I'm making a joke out of it with some of the cartoons, but also giving the vision to look forward to of how the transformation is in process. We're moving from the old system, which is like the caterpillar or the worm, through the catharsis right now, which is like the chrysalis, before we emerge as a butterfly with this whole new order. So there's got to be sufficiently intense and widespread awakening. So the pressure will be strong enough with people awakening to publicly justify the open revelations of the freedom-giving system that's coming. So knowing this helps to see the silver lining in the calamities currently happening. Again, I'm reading this article by this friend of mine, Tansen Fairmont. Okay, so although a large part of this QFS is the transformation of the money system, it will do far more than just the superficial things with which money is typically associated. Rather, it will display very intense beams of light in the international banking circles, bringing healing to the psyches of all people, spreading indirect blessings to their entire existence with many social, political, and economic reforms. So this flowering will restore confidence in the integrity of mankind, kind men among mankind, and it will discredit the ones who robbed and deceived humanity. It will make the hidden compassion and generosity of universal and divine intelligence visible on the surface of human affairs and it will empower many of the good people of the world to exponentially amplify their evolutionary influence for the benefit of the whole world. Now, this isn't just, this isn't hopium. I mean, there's a very real process evolving to involve and evolve our individual and collective consciousness for a revolution in higher consciousness worldwide. So it's inevitable destiny to fulfill the divine plan on Earth, and it satisfies the cosmic guidance of this time in history, rising as it is to empower a whole generation of cultural creatives, spiritual healers, consciousness teachers, life-supporting entrepreneurs, economic way-showers, planetary peacemakers, celestial artists, heavenly musicians, cosmic dancers, and rainbow light weavers of all varieties. I like to consider myself in the category of rainbow light weavers as Christos Light Weaver, you know, which is my alter ego, my higher self, Christos Light Weaver, that I sometimes reference as who I am. So such was the vision of the dawning age of enlightenment, with the Enlightenment Age, and its fulfillment was predicted by numerous seers like Saint Germain for many years, and many times during the past, it appeared as if those predictions were wrong, that somehow the vision had been killed by the rolling burdens of darkness. But now is not the age for continued disappointments, as those have already happened for thousands of years. Now is the age of truth, when the Sun of Awareness, the Great Awakening is rising, and the crimes of the laggards can be hidden in the darkness no more. So the ascended cosmic coordinates of our Earth ascension, our Earth ascension, you might say, ascended beings, hosts of heaven who are stepping through the veil, have hearts as wide as the sky and as generous as the ocean. It has become obvious to those of consciousness that royal channels of the fulfillment of the divine plan have been ripening and bearing fruit to bring to the children of light of all religions, all paths and persuasions, the wealth and prosperity that will be needed for paving the way for the kingdom to land on Earth, and for the age of enlightenment to dawn. Excuse me. It is an auspicious floodlight of the golden destiny of the loving peacemakers in this age. So now is the time for the condensation of heavenly frequencies into third dimensional matter. This is the generation of the precipitation of the mana from heaven, the soma from the great compassionate light, and the celestial rain from the great spirit. This is the time for the crystallization of the God flame empowering energies of the Atman, the divine self in all of us, into the physical power of love, the power of love, sometimes called 5D, love and action, the Holy Spirit, the violet flame. This is the season for the seeds of good karma to blossom into the fruits of spiritual nourishment and the flowers of happiness, freedom, and harmony. Now is the moment for the fulfillment of as above, so below, on earth as in heaven, cosmos at large. So cherished brothers and sisters, solar salutations to you for having held the light, for having shown your heart truth, and having maintained the vision and the balance. You will certainly be rewarded all the more so in addition to the inner reward you already possess in the here and now. Again, this was a reading from an article by Tamsin Fairmont, The Coming of the New Monetary System, the QFS, which I believe is a real thing, and we will see shortly coming to a reality theater bank near you. So I follow this reading on the quantum financial system with some revelations that came out March 7th when this article was originally published. This is a video by Tucker Carlson, Democrats, and where he explains how Democrats in Congress lied about what happened on January 6th. January 6th, so to speak, and what do they call it? A revolution, the whole narrative of what January 6th was, as far as a takeover of government by the far right, see for yourself. Watch the video, this video by Tucker Carlson, and the big lie is busted big time. There's also another article that referenced deeper dimensions of this, but you can read from January 7th called Shattering the January 6th Narrative. The big lie is so big and so bold and so often told that a lot of people now believe it, but it was all a big lie. And it's being exposed as other articles that I go into following. One is on the Pfizer vaccine, A Tale of Two Reports, Money versus Mortality, Making a Killing as Good Business. This is from Global Research on March the 2nd. Quote, profits in the billions of dollars were the driving force behind this diabolical agenda. What we are witnessing is a crime against humanity on an unprecedented scale, affecting the lives of the entire population of our planet. Now, this amazing article, which is going mainstream all over the planet right now, global netizens are networking for the net worth of net reality and sharing, caring enough to share what's going on. So it's hitting critical mass. It's about time for the quantum financial system to be unveiled. This last article is followed by a 2-minute video. It's a 2 minutes must watch called U.S. Attorney Drops Shocking Truth Bombs. And this 2-minute video is freaking mind-blowing. It's hospitals have incentivized the murder of patients. I'm going to repeat that. Hospitals have incentivized the murder of patients. How they're making a killing, treating disease rather than preventing it. And of course, as we know, from the beginning of COVID, they weren't allowed to treat disease that would prevent COVID, you know, ivermectin and other you know, natural healing remedies. But this article is kind of, it's shocking because it's coming into the mainstream awareness of people worldwide right now that this is the real truth. This 2-minute video nails it. I mean, what happened to do no harm as the pledge of doctors? They've incentivized the murder of patients in hospitals. Anyway, that's, and then there's, this is followed by another offensive opinion of the week. You can read that. And there's a cartoon followed by that, regarding the Ukraine situation. There's a video then by Scott Ritter on the Ukraine situation update and how Biden knows that this war is over. This is an interview of Scott Ritter by Dr. Judge Napolitano. Explains how Ukraine has been a proxy war between the West and the East. China, Russia, and other BRICS nations are now breaking away from control by America and Europe, and China is supporting Russia and the Ukraine debacle. And as Scott Ritter says, quote, the cards are there on the table. Ukraine has lost the war. How this shakes out and how the lamestream media will report is a whole never just different issue. So there is more insight on what's going on with the, so to speak, quote, evil empire. With Seymour Hersh has an exclusive TV interview with Amy Goodman of Democracy Now!, which I was surprised to see Democracy Now! Carry it. Because anything supporting, so to speak, conspiracy, Democracy Now! Usually, you know, as far as the Ukraine war and everything else, they have been, you know, pretty much far to the left. But anyway, that's why I included this video. That's 2 million views since February 15th. And you can watch that to get some insight on what's really going on. Now, I've got a lot of other articles, incredible videos. One is a 2-minute video on socialism is a race to the bottom. Some really amazing cartoons, videos by Awaken with Jake JP. I'm not going to have time to go into all of them. There's some amazing articles that I provide hot linked on the Aquarian inauguration, the concept of what's going on with the light side of the force. You know, basically, you know, the power of love, the light of God, as enlightens prevailing awareness, the unified source field, high state sovereignty, conscientious common sense, heart coherent mind congruence, creative ascent process, the flame in each name, which is the same meme, whereby the ultimate meaning, value, and purpose of survival is the thrival of ultimate meaning, value, and purpose. A little bit of a riddle there, folks. I could get into a lot more. I finish up with the Saint Germain on Advanced Alchemy. And basically going to need to do a wrap at this point. I want to thank everyone for listening. I hope you got something out of the show today. Thanks for being here. hopefully you've heard something that sparks your conscience and awakens your part in the global revolution in higher consciousness that is accelerating through the 2020s. So keep the faith, see the good, and make it so. Dance like no one is watching, love like you've never been hurt, and be the change that you want to see. Happy trails to you until we meet again. Bye for now.
May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.